Colin Pine had planned to go to law school, but reconsidered. He spoke to a friend at the State Department about doing interpretation, and she told him the NBA's Houston Rockets were looking to hire an interpreter for their star rookie player, Yao Ming of China. Knowing he loved basketball, she thought Pine should apply for the position, so he did.
I thought, why not just try? So I sent a resume and a cover letter, and a month later I heard back from his agent, and we started the interview process, and I was fortunate. I guess I had the right combination of abilities they were looking for.
Colin Pine was selected from about 400 applicants to be Yao Ming's official translator. He told VOA Sports that he thinks being a big basketball fan was a key reason he got the job.
I have a passion for both Chinese and basketball. Those are things that I really, really enjoy. I think when you have a passion for something, it comes through in your work. And I think that that was reflected in the cover letter I wrote, and I think it was reflected in my conversations with his agent. So I think that they were able to tell that, you know, I would be really dedicated to this job.
Yao Ming was playing in the Asia Basketball Championships last year when Colin Pine was hired. So, Yao did not get to select his own interpreter. The first time he spoke to Pine was when he arrived at Houston's airport. The two did a news conference on the spot.
It was a little bit awkward. Fortunately, Yao Ming is an exceptional human being, and he made it easy. He started joking around right away, and we became fast friends.
Colin Pine says he has built a good working relationship with Yao Ming.
He's a great person. He's a wonderful person. He's got a great sense of humor. He's 22 years old, but he's mature beyond his years. And it's funny, at 29, I think I can learn a lot from him.
And Yao is learning a lot from his translator, Colin Pine, who lives with Yao and his parents in a house in suburban Houston.
His English is getting better and better. We talk in English a lot, just to practice. We try and have conversations in English. And, you know, he'll be independent, and that's the goal. I don't know what the time frame is, but it's going to happen sooner rather than later.
Pine says Yao is getting used to life in the United States.
He's been here several times before, so I don't think it's as much of an adjustment as people think. But, you know, he doesn't have a lot of time to go out and see things, so I think it's tough. But I think he adapts well to everything. So I think no matter where he is or would be, he'd be able to adapt.
But Colin Pine says living the schedule of an NBA player, being on the road so much, city to city for games, is very tiring. But since Yao was the league's number one draft choice prior to this season, and given that he is so tall and from China, Pine said he gets even more attention.
Just being surrounded by the media at all the time, it's tough. It's not just a few questions. There are always constant media demands. And, you know, his agents and the team try and control that, but it's a little tolling sometimes.
Colin Pine says if Yao Ming wants him back as his translator next season, he will stay. He added, no matter what, it has been a great experience. Park Brewer, VOA Sports, Washington.